Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Friday, frickin' Friday, the 10th day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently right around 36 degrees, and it's pretty much just like yesterday, around 38. We've had just flurries of snow. I mean, it's nasty weather. So what the hell else can you call it? Anyway, we'll go over here and we'll look and see what we're going to be looking into, which is a little different system of how we did it before. So you have to be patient. Well, you don't have to. Don't guess. Okay, now what did I have to go here? That was it. All righty. See here. We're going to start off with, I don't want you there. We'll start out with Twitter. Tabby breaks loose. Well, that's the video. Twitter modes. Our Twitter mods were ordered to censor true content that might promote vaccine hesitancy. Latest Twitter files show Infowars.com. Okay, so that's what we're going to look at first. And we'll do that because we got to go back over here now. And we'll do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, now we're going to click back over to Okay, Twitter ordered to censor true content that might promote vaccine hesitancy. Now, why would they do that? They can't do that. Wait a minute. We have a first article that says they can't fucking censor nothing we fucking say. We can say anything we want to. The fucking goddamn corporation, unlawfully created corporation, has no goddamn say over what we have to fucking say. That's why we're not incorporated here at the Trenches. This is posted March 10th. See, a reader sent it in. Twitter moderators were instructed to censor truth-based posts, which they left felt could fuel vaccine hesitancy. Hesitancy. You want to hesitate just once all the fucking people dropping dead around you. That'll fucking make you hesitate too. International company documents published Thursday by independent journalist Matt Taibbi show screenshots from a guide outlining modern police appearing in the latest Twitter files drop show. Moderators were instructed to flag true content which might promote vaccine hesitancy. Now, they wouldn't do that, would they, guys? Come on. They want the truth out there. That's why they got their minions out there. Let me see if I did that too many times. There we go. Viral, the guidelines instruct mediators. Let's see what we got here. Okay. The guidelines instruct mediators. Vital posts of individuals expressing vaccine hesitancy or stories of true vaccine side effects, like the death of my fucking goddamn nephew, the death of my wife. You mean shit like that? You mean telling people about shit like that? You mean telling the fucking truth? The content is not clearly mis or disinformation, but is not to be maiden information, exaggerated or misleading. Also including is the bucket. The bucket are often true posts which could fuel hesitancy, such as individual countries belonging to certain vaccines, banning certain vaccines. Wow, really? Some countries are fucking banning vaccines. We shouldn't know about that. They put that shit in human beings before they stuck it in a fucking rat. We're not fucking stupid, you fucking pricks. You come up with a new one about every couple of fucking months and make it kill some more fucking of our people. We've seen enough of our people die, you sons of bitches. You will answer for your fucking crimes. The vague policy helps explain why scores of Twitter users receive strikes with many others complete censored off the platform. Hell yes, you tell the fucking truth, they will come down on you. I still have to fucking fight them every morning to get the goddamn computers running. To work with them, I got a lot to do this weekend because we are going to get those fucking archives that we captured them yesterday, and it will be done. The latest development is among numerous revelations, included in Thursday's drop as reporters combed through pre-Elon Musk takeover files showing Twitter was taking its censorship marching orders from a taxpayer-funded government agency. No, they're not government fucking agencies. Here's another one of these misnomers. I mean, they're not our government. They're not government agents. They are goddamn privateers. They are goddamn corporate fucking goddamn trash. It's a United States corporation, not the United States Republic. Remember that. They removed your republic in 1871. So what we have left is the Supreme Superior Absolute, ratified by the People's Representatives Laws of December 15, 1791. That's the only fucking law that fucking is in effect in this country. And it's only in effect if we fucking enforce it. It's not going to just get up. They're not going to read it and all of a sudden say, well, oh, I found this document by Tench Caution. Because we don't got a goddamn thing to say to these fucking people. They're self-ruling. They knew what they were doing when they did it. And the people let them do it because at the time they were doing it, they get handed big fucking scraps for fucking selling their fucking goddamn progeny out. Read Taibbi's latest Twitter files dropped below, laying on the tangled interests. Relationship between Twitter and what's being dubbed the censorship. And I don't care to read Twitter's. All hell breaks loose after Sylvia Garcia demands Matt Taibbi tell her about his sourcing. They see that once. Who in the fuck ratted? Who told on these fucking criminal son of a bitch? It's not that there'll be anything done to them. You see? See, it's also by a reader. But they're not going to have anything fucking done to them. So, I mean, once your source is just, they're trying to pretend like there is a goddamn free press out there, which fucking is laughable. It's beyond fucking laughable. Twitter mods were ordered to censor true content that might promote vaccine. We did that. Oh, here we are. Breaking news. It's breaking. Yet another Epstein and Clinton ally mysteriously dies with Whitney Webb. And let's see what happened here. Nearly 6,000 U.S. public schools hide child's gender status from parents by Josh Christensen, New York Post. More than 3.2 million U.S. public school students are covered by guidance that blocks parents from knowing whether their child identifies as a different gender. See, well, you know what? You're stupid enough to hand your children over to these fucking communist fucking Khazarian pigs. You're going to get back a fucking animal, because that's what they do, is make animals out of fucking human beings. If they could get us as low as a fucking animal, they might fucking control us. But they haven't managed to do that yet. But I mean, if they were to try something like this with me, it's like the lady yesterday we were talking about, where she took her son to the doctor and the motherfucker gave him a goddamn COVID shot. I'd consider that a fucking, like, you might as well have shot at him with a pistol, because I'm coming for your fucking ass. At least 168 districts governing 5,904 schools nationwide have rules on the books that prevent faculty and staff from disclosing to parents. What the fuck do you mean there's something between you and my fucking kid, you fucking freak son of a bitch, that you don't got to, I'll bet you'll tell me when I'm standing on your fucking balls kicking you in the fucking face, you sons of bitches. They do this, people. You know why they do? You know why? Because we fucking allow this shit. Where that, you don't go down and they'll go down to the school board meeting and they'll pound their hands on the table and they'll get escorted out for the signs and their kids will still be fucking be made queers. Made queers without them even knowing. How about you go and fucking kick some fucking ass with some of these motherfuckers who think they don't have any jurisdictional authority over you. They don't have no jurisdictional authority over your children. If you allow this to happen, you fucking want it to happen. You're either fucking useless and you wouldn't die for your children, or you're a fucking coward, period. Parents from knowing whether their child identifies as a different gender in the classroom, which would become federal policy if Biden's Title IV proposals are approved. Fuck your titles. Your titles are fucking statutes. They're fucking goddamn policy. And they are in violation of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. They are null and void upon fucking presentation. Shove them up your ass. You have no jurisdictional authority to fucking enforce them. You try using the administrative admiralty jurisdiction to try to force this shit. You're using fucking foreign fucking mercenaries, and you are using an illegal fucking apparatus, a law with under that 14th Amendment. We are not fucking subjects, people. We are the goddamn rulers. We're the kings and queens. We're the sovereigns of this fucking country. Just get that goddamn Bill of Rights out. Keep that son of a bitch with you and say, how can this fucking be if this is? How can they do this if the fourth article says that you cannot fucking, you can be safe in your person, papers, effects, and houses against unreasonable search or seizure? That's a seizure of your fucking child and fucking sneaking. I mean, that's like some perv sneaking your child off somewhere to fucking teach him perverted fucking shit, ain't it? Let me catch one of you motherfuckers. Just one. At least 168 districts governing 5,904 schools nationwide have rules on the books that prevent faculty and staff from disclosing to parents a student's gender status without the defending education and without the student's permission, according to a list compiled by the conservative group Parents Defending Education and shared with the Post. And we can continue reading about this. So we will. The 1932 student affected are 3,268,752 students affected by such policies go to class in all kinds of districts, large and small, affluent and poor, urban and rural, red and blue, stretching from North Carolina to Alaska. That shows you there is no goddamn such thing as Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. It's all fucking horseshit. There is just lawlessness. And this is blatant lawlessness. This is right. This, again, another fucking act. There was not to be, we were not supposed to be ruled by our servants. They couldn't create fucking goddamn rules that we had to live by that violated our fucking law. We did it with an act. Well, you better unact it, you son of a bitch, or you'll go up against a fucking wall for goddamn sedition and treason. How about that? Here it is in paper. You motherfucker, what you have to do if you want to fucking get jurisdictional control over me, and you'll never get jurisdictional control over my child, because I will blow your goddamn fucking ass head off. You better get to live in your fucking life and stay the fuck out of mine. The non-comprehensive list includes two of the largest school districts in the country, Chicago Public Schools and Los Angeles Unified School District, along with other city jurisdictions like D.C. Public Schools, Baltimore City Public Schools, San Francisco United School District, Portland Public Schools, and Seattle Public Schools. Communists, 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 communists. Why in the hell are you, I know you guys are fucking cowards. You're too afraid to fucking fight. But you could fucking educate your own children. I mean, give up that extra fucking job. Quit thinking that it's going to make a difference how much fucking goddamn mammon you have when the fucking rubber meets the road. Get your kids away from this shit. You're neglectful fucking parents, in my goddamn opinion. You should have, your children should be taken away. You don't give a fuck about them. Districts from Deep Blue University Towns, Berkeley, Apollo, California, New Haven, Iowa City, Iowa Ann Arbor, Michigan, Hanover, New Hampshire, Durham, North Carolina, Madison, Wisconsin appear on the list as districts. In deep red, Idaho, 16 in purple, Pennsylvania, and 7 in Virginia, with Republican Glenn Youngkin was elected in 2021 in part on the platform of giving parents bigger say. You don't give us fucking bigger say. You give us nothing. Your phony fucking constitution that was never ratified and never fucking accepted by the people gives us nothing. You do not give us our fucking rights. We took our fucking rights. You motherfuckers. You keep hearing the goddamn ruling class. There is no fucking ruling class, son of a bitch. But there is goddamn fucking thieves and fucking and pedophiles and parasites. Fucking ad nauseum. They've stolen from us. They're fucking trying to corrupt our fucking children even further. Not that they ain't corrupted a fucking enough. But you fucking, you don't give me nothing to say about my child, you son of a bitch. Don't you pretend to have any custodial authority over my child. I'll fucking kill you. Easy beans. Nothing to it. Bam! How dare they? Try to fucking consider that. The fucking gall. I've got more of a say over your child. You ain't got no fucking say over my child. You fucking try that shit with me, I will fucking kill you. You do not have any jurisdictional control over my child, my family, any fucking free American national, period. You were to stay over there out of our fucking way. But you went and you created illegal corporations. You created fucking fraudulent fucking corporations. And then you fucking made, each state became a fucking corporation in violation of the 9th and 10th article. And then the fucking counties and municipalities. It's all fucking corporate. Corporations can't rule us. You can't do it. You say, well, we're using uniform commercial code and Bill of Rights ain't in there. Well, the Bill of Rights says whether you can have the fucking goddamn universal commercial code. You understand that? If your fucking contract violates the 9th and 10th article, you can throw that fucking book out the goddamn window because your contract ain't worth the paper they're written on. There is no enforcement. You see, there has to be authority for a contract. And you, what are you going to claim for authority? A fucking corporation? Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make the Walmart employee have some kind of fucking judicial authority over you. I mean, these motherfuckers, until we start beating the shit out of them, beating them down, shooting them down, fucking running them out of our country because they're fucking breaking our law, enforcing our fucking law, this is not going to change. It is going to only to the point that it's going to get worse every fucking day. Oh, giving parents bigger say in their children's education. Fuck you. The New York school district appears on the list. Buffalo City, Bighorn outside Rochester, and Lake George in the Adirondacks. Nine districts on the list are located in New Jersey, including Fairview, Garfield, and Tenafi. In Bergen County, Nicole Newley, president of Parents Defending Education, told the Post the list only belongs to scratch the begins to scratch the surface of what is taking place behind closed doors in America's schools, and that's a goddamn fact. Well, why? Why are we fucking alive? I mean, why do you allow? Do you care about your children? I mean, do mom and dad both have a career? You see the fucking kid about 2 hours a fucking day. Rest of the time, they're on their goddamn the iPhone or the smartphone or the dumb phone or the retard phone. And you don't even fucking raise your children. And how do you expect, what do you think is going to come out the other end? The fucking dog shit you're seeing come out right now. That's what. Nothing less. It's just unbelievable that we have gone as Americans. I mean, Americans used to fucking, like you said something about, and when I was a child, if somebody would fucking, try to fucking do something to me without my dad's permission or my mom's permission, God fucking help them. Because, I mean, they would go, they'd fucking get hurt. They'd go there and they'd fucking bust them. Maybe we had the hell beat out of teachers here when I was growing up. They fucked with the wrong fucking people and they came over there and beat the fuck out of them. Teachers just a teacher, that's right, they have a fucking license. They have a fucking license, which they pretend gives them jurisdictional authority over the subjects under the 14th Amendment. Well, I ain't no goddamn subject, and neither are you. Why can't everybody just get on that one fucking page with those 10 fucking articles, enforce the son of a bitch, and let's go back to living a normal fucking life. Let's get some fucking morality back in this country. Transvestites and fucking... identifying guys, little boys identifying as little girls. How fucking sick can you get? That goes again. I mean, that's biologically impossible. I mean, a boy's a boy, a girl's a girl. But no, they can identify as anything. I'm identifying as a pine cone today. I mean, come on. This is communism 101. And you got the fucking fascists running the communist fucking state because you got the goddamn Bezos, you got the goddamn Zuckerberg, you got all the fucking robber barons. Just like in the old days, we're not going forward, people. We're going back. They want the time of the feudal lords, where we fucking wore filthy clothes and worked all fucking day and got a fucking enough of what we fucking created to fucking live to give them more, so they could pile up fucking wealth between the king and the fucking church. Plain and simple. The organized religion must fucking go. If you want to have a goddamn church, you have the right under the first article. But you cannot join with the fucking government and against the people. You cannot do it. That's an act of treason. It's an act of treason and sedition because you just violated the first fucking article. You just violated the 9th fucking article. You just violated the 10th article. And on we go. Three New York school districts appear on that list. Buffalo City, Bighorn outside Rochester, and Lake George in Adirondack. Nicole Nelly, president of Parents Defending Education, told the Post that the list begins to scratch the surface. You bet you it does. Because they're doing it all the way across this fucking country because they want a bunch of fucking somebody's who are easy to fucking take things away from. And I mean, that's just the bottom fucking line. They cannot surveil us all. They know this shit can't go on forever. So they try and make goddamn, take the little boys that would grow up to be warriors and make them fucking goddamn, you know, fucking queers. Make them fucking queers. That also kind of helps with keeping the population down too, doesn't it? Nicole Nelly represents Parents Defending Education, told the Post, the list only begins to scratch the surface. The investigation shows that parental exclusion policies are a problem from coast to coast and that living in a red state doesn't mean that families are automatically shielded from this. No, you're telling me that those Republicans allow this to happen too. You're telling me there's dime's worth of difference between a Republican and a Democrat. They're the fucking international corporate mafia. What handles they put on themselves on their units is fucking irrelevant, isn't it? I mean, you have pedophile across the fucking world. Human trafficking. I'm right here in the fucking United States, right out in the fucking open. The Epstein fucking bullshit. The fucking, with the list of fucking goddamn Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. I mean, they're on it. Why ain't they arresting these motherfuckers? Well, because they do it too. They agree on it. They're Khazarian sons of bitch and agents, and they intend to fucking take this country away from you, leave your ass starving, or leave you a fucking perverted fucking sex toy. Without a doubt, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of others with similar policies on the books. We urge everyone to keep an eye out. Shit. If you got to look to see hard to find this, you ain't fucking trying. How about that? And to let us know if they find something similar in their backyard, every fucking backyard, just go look. These policies are everywhere and not always written down, argued Luke Bregg of the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. Law and Liberty, fuck you. You're King's Esquire. You're a fucking foreign goddamn infiltrator into my fucking country, you son of a bitch. And you've got a rope coming to you. You got a short trial and a fucking long rope with a short drop. Son of a bitch. I don't have a list anywhere near as comprehensive as PDE. But given what I've heard from parents, I would assume it's been more widespread than the 6,000 they talked. 6,000. That's fucking funny. 6,000 my fucking ass. Anyways, we're going to take a break. I think. We're going to take a break. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and goddamn needed. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And I'm telling you, the jungle is closing in around us. But there's some of us that have lived in the jungle all our fucking life, and the people who didn't believe us, I tell you what, are being shocked. I see the shock in their fucking eyes. I see the shock in their bodies at what these motherfuckers are doing. I mean, we talked about the bald eagle yesterday, which I agree, it's a fucking carrion. It ain't nothing special. But the bottom line is, these things, they'll eat your dog. They'll eat your fucking cat. You know, they don't give a shit, man. They really don't. And you better realize it. Well, let's see what else we got here. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yes. Row erupts online after Joe Biden gives transgender woman from Argentina a Woman of Courage Award during International Women's Day ceremony by Rachel Bunyan for Mail Alone Line. Anyway, hell, we'll listen to fucking old, we'll listen to Trumpy. When Charlie, when it gets closer to election, I'll play the rest of them for you, Charlie.
Thank you.
No problem, brother. So they built cities for new people. Oh, that was immigrants, right? Who do you think these fucking cities are for? They're not for the fucking American nationals that are going to fucking pay for them. We'll live on the goddamn streets in our cars as we work to pay for them. Here's another, just another fucking, this is his fucking lie for the fucking day. I mean, he turned out to be just another fucking politician, didn't he? And these are good fucking things. Did they ask the people if they wanted this shit? Because I don't recall being asked. I asked my dad about it. He didn't recall being asked. I asked my grandfather about it. He didn't recall being asked. These son of a bitches, they decide how you're going to live, just like this reset. I'm going to reset your fucking life. I'm going to take every bit of enjoyment that you ever had out of your fucking life, and then I'm going to kill you. That's their fuck. The gall. And this is one of the fucking pricks that consider themselves the ruling elite. You ain't shit, Trump, you fucking goddamn pedophile. And what a fucking lie it was, you son of a bitch. We can go over your fucking lies whenever you want to. I mean, go and run for president, you motherfucker. I'll play your lies every fucking day. This is just another fucking con from a fucking con man. And my first act in office will be to sign an executive order to get rid of DACA. That's the way it will be. No, it is not. It is owned by the individual free sovereign nationals of this country, you son of a bitch, you corporate cocksucker. And you're going to find it out in a hard way. You don't take shit from us without due process of the law. The federal government is a goddamn corporation that has robbed the fucking people using fraud, deceit, murder, every fucking kind of fucking filth or breaking of a law that you can think of. You broke our fucking laws, you cocksucker. You didn't take it. It ain't the federal government's land. You show me where they took it from me as an individual or any of my goddamn forefathers as an individual. You show me. Otherwise, you go fuck yourself. You do not own this goddamn land, you motherfucker. The people do. And the best proposals will come from the fucking foreigners. Voting in what they can claim are your fucking elections. Right? I mean, holding office in the fucking, what is not your fucking government, but is a corporation. That is what this shit will go to, and you fucking know it. You know this lying prick because, I mean, what he thinks if fucking 4 years go by, we're going to forget your fucking lies, Trumpy? Any of you Trump-tards fucking fall for this shit, you get what you fucking deserve. And you go and you fucking participate in this fucking fraud, this fucking treason, you'll answer up to the fucking law. Hey, fucker, we don't want new cities. You get the motherfuckers who don't belong here out. And we got more than enough. Our fucking rent would be down to fucking little or nothing. You've got a couple of hundred million motherfuckers in here, you son of a bitch. Throw their fucking ass out like you promised the first time you got up and lied, you bastard. And see how much we got. We don't need no new cities. We don't need to pave over no more of our goddamn wildlands. They belong to us, you son of a bitch, not to you. The answer is no. From other countries, the foreign fucking cocksucking invasion force, you, what are you going to hand over to them for fucking steep, for trying to take our goddamn fucking property and our goddamn lives from us, Trumpy, you piece of fucking human dog shit? Yeah, you just like you fucking make cars here, but every part is shipped from another part of the fucking country. All we do is do the assembling. That's what we, you know, when they first started this fucking world economy bullshit, that's what the deal was. Well, we'll ship the parts out. All the parts will always be made in America, and they assemble the cars, and, you know, it'll save them money, and fucking we can sell more fucking cars. Now, we're the fucking goddamn low man on the totem pole. We're the goddamn fucking third world fucking goddamn plebes that go out and fucking got, well, we get to put together the parts of a fucking Mexican or a fucking Chinaman that they built that are shit fucking parts. You can't get nothing. I mean, everything you fucking buy, you got to take it back at least fucking once because we're culling Chinese properties. I mean, Chinese fucking, Chinese industry. They're parts. They have no goddamn quality control. Their quality control is I drive 60 fucking miles to take a brand new motherfucking jack back in out of the box. It won't lift my fucking foot off the fucking table. That's their fucking. I've taken things back two or three times. You are fucking culling their fucking goddamn bad products, and you're paying to fucking do it. Get it all out. Get your goddamn United Nations out of this mother. Get us out of the fucking United Nations. But you can't do it. You are a corporation, and nothing you've done is lawful, so we're not really in the fucking goddamn United Nations. We're not in the World Health Organization, because that fucking contract is a fucking fraud. Everything they've written is a fucking fraud. We just have to stand on that Bill of Rights, and when they try to violate that son of a bitch, we have to fucking shoot them. Go out in rural America. That's what they're doing here, people. This fucking place was a paradise that I grew up in. Then they pumped a couple of hundred million fucking people into this country, and now it's fucking goddamn elbow to elbow. People that I know that I grew up with, you don't even want to go out and fucking do anything anymore. You go out in the goddamn woods as far as you can fucking get, and within 2 days, there'll be another camp inside of you. This is out in the fucking wilderness. It ain't campgrounds. These son of a bitches are like locusts. And they're being driven down here and be replaced by the goddamn illegals coming over the border down in fucking California, Arizona, New Mexico, especially the ones in New Mexico going over to the Indian reservations to train to fucking kill us. They're going to put, they're putting these fuckers in places of power here. District attorneys, cops. I mean, right here where I fucking live, little spit cartels. They ain't going to fucking, I mean, when the time comes, I'll fight. I'm fighting. I don't know about the rest of you, but as for me, give me liberty or give me fucking death. What language are you going to ask them in, you son of a bitch? Are they going to make one of you? They're going to make a statue, you son of a bitch. We don't want our rural areas fucking destroyed anymore. You've destroyed a plenty. You get the fuckers out of here that don't belong here, and there's plenty of room for everybody, and there's plenty of housing. We don't need no new cities. We need our goddamn wildlands back. And they belong to us, you son of a bitch. Not that some federal the federal corporation. Your federal corporation is a fucking fraud. You're a fucking fraud. And you know, you ain't going to change that, son of a bitch. Sooner or later, it gets close enough to everybody, they're going to fucking shoot or fucking run. And hey, some people are going to shoot. You hear that? We love and cherish our police that are unlawfully here. These are private goddamn mercenaries. That badge they wear is a union fucking badge. They are not sworn into the common law and to protect the fucking people. They are sworn into the goddamn corporations that they fucking work for, and we fucking pay for it. So we pay for our own fucking destruction, just like they did the Indians. I mean, that they're playing the same fucking game. It's just, are we going to be that fucking dim-witted to let them do it to us fucking right in front of our fucking face, or that cowardly? Is it just pure fucking cowardice? I don't know what else it can be. Make me sick. Drink of water, excuse me. Made my mouth dry. Roe erupts online after Jill Biden gives transgender woman from Argentina a Woman of Courage Award during International Women's Day ceremony by Rachel Bunyan for Mail Online, I guess it is. At any rate, fucking National Women's Day. I mean, you got a national fucking day for every fucking day. A national fart day. National fucking burp day. A national day for every fucking thing except, hey, man, April 19th, 1775. Hey, they took that off the calendar. You know, that shot heard around the world when the people said, we're not going to be your fucking subjects, but that we'll kill every goddamn one of you. And they fucking enforced it with the barrel of a gun when they fought a fucking war. So that we could have the fucking rights that they fucking secured for us that we are letting fucking go because we're too fucking yellow to fucking stand up and fight. If you don't stop them, carry that son of a bitch with you. You see the violation, stand there, do not fucking submit. Do not submit to violation of the fucking law. That's the highest law in the land. I don't give a shit what ORS or what statute they tried to fucking quote to you. It does not jive. It goes against the supreme superior law, so shove it up your ass. It's unenforceable. Get the fuck away from me. You're a fucking corporate thug. And if it comes down to it, it has to be a fucking shootout, man. We're going to have to kill these people, because I'll tell you what, they're killing us. They're killing our loved ones. They want to kill fucking goddamn, you know how many, well, they blew up the Georgia Guidestones because it was getting a lot of attention because it was getting carried out, wasn't it? I got to wonder how many people have been killed across this goddamn planet with this COVID lie, with this fucking bullshit, with this fucking murder incorporated. You got to wonder. And have you seen any statistics lately? We'll find out. Like I said, this weekend we will be going we'll advance quite a bit. We'll be able to put up a lot more articles, and we got some other contributors that want to step in and fucking, they have some pretty good stuff, man, they've been sending. A row has erupted online after the first lady, is that the queen? Okay, no, it's a goddamn bookkeeper. It's a goddamn, what the hell is he? He's our goddamn bookkeeper, is all that son of a bitch is. Gave a transgender woman from Argentina a woman of courage. Now, how can you give a woman who's a man who's a woman's award? I mean, they are fucking trying to, you know, drive the thought of fucking a woman being a woman into the fucking ground. And that's what that old fucking Romanian lady told me about. Remember, we talked about her before. That's exactly, and oh, how empowered she said she felt at that time, and when they were doing at this process in the fucking procedure and fucking communizing fucking Romania. Oh, how powerful she felt. In the end, she was almost to tears saying, I'm sorry, I did. I mean, I we were stupid. And that's what you people are. Go ahead, sorry.
I'll give you a hint who's behind it. They ain't Christian, they ain't Muslim, they ain't Hindu, Buddhist, or none of that.
I believe you might be onto something there, Charlie. Biden yesterday presented awards to 11 recipients at the White House, one of whom was Alba Ruda, an Afghani politician who became the first openly transgender lawmaker in Argentina to hold a senior political position in that country. What is the accomplishment in that? I mean, when you were going to the moon, now you're talking about something. Or, you know, the probes going to Mars. Now you're talking, she became the first freaked up fucking total fucking freak to be in the fucking government. I mean, you got to know that this is their corporation. I mean, it's all one big banana republic fucking voting fucking thing. It isn't real. And the fucking goddamn elections aren't real because they're fucking frauds, because they have to be, because they're being put on by a corporation created in an act of fraud. So everything that they do is fucking bullshit. But I mean, to want to shine the light on this, why? Because they want you to fucking accept less than what you would normally accept. I won't accept this. Fuck this fucking weirdo. This fucking, I guess it's a dude that thinks he's a fucking lady. You're not no fucking lady. You're a fucking dude. You sick son of a bitch. And you got to, and see, these are the same people that are wanting to talk, have conversations with your children in private. And you're fucking letting it happen. You're letting them do it. It is a fucking amazing to me. Ruda, the special representative on sexual orientation and gender identity of Afghan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has spent her political career fighting to the end the discrimination of LGBTQXYZ. Fuck you. You don't get no special fucking rights. The civil rights thing is goddamn rights fucking granted by the government. But those civil rights cannot violate the fucking the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the highest law in the land, and they can't even create civil rights. They're fucking corporations. They're fucking businesses. Every fucking one of them is. They have no jurisdictional authority over anybody in this goddamn country, and they fucking know it. That's why they're bringing in these people, like we talked about earlier, the first in the week there, about these people coming out talking, well, that constitution, the Bill of Rights, I'm about the Bill of Rights, but this kind of part right here, you say one thing about any of it, and you're a goddamn traitor, and your ass goes against the fucking wall. It is a document. It is a fucking factual document, and it can, and if you move anything around in it, it can't be broken, people. They cannot break the son of a bitch. They can't remove the son of a bitch. They can violate the hell out of it. But we still have the right to fucking kill them for fucking violating our law, for trying to take us over and take away our freedom and liberty. That's what our people fought for April 19, 1775, Lexington Concord. They didn't come out because some goddamn government ordered them to. They came out and said, I'm a fucking individual, free, sovereign, national. You motherfuckers ain't going to take nothing to me. I'm not going to belong to you. I'm not going to be your fucking subject, and you ain't going to take my property. Plain and fucking simple. Boom. And they fought, and they fought to give it to us. And here we sat fucking like a bunch of fucking potatoes on a fucking couch doing nothing. Do something. Or call yourself out for the fucking coward you are. That's all I can fucking tell you. Because that's what you are, is a fucking coward. A plain, simple coward. Anyways, that's 58-59. That's what we have for today. Things will keep getting better, man. The site will keep getting better because we're making new shortcuts so that we can put up more articles. We're working as hard as we can, and we could use some fucking help. I'm going to put it up on the site after we put the archives up and say, if we put it, you don't know the goddamn work we've done. Work on top of work on top of work. And I mean, very few people fucking stepping up to support. Very few people that stayed the course all the fucking way. And you know who you are. And I love you guys. Anyways, I guess that's about it. So, you guys have a good weekend, and, keep your left up. I guess that's the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
I'm going to do it, man. If I can find this right here. With the head. Oh, that's right. We're going to do it.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!